In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Some seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered from lack of roots. When our Lord was nailed to the cross, he enacted for us this parable. His hands were stretched out, like a sower scattering seed. And so we see in the crucifix the representation of the passion of the Lord who pours himself out, who scatters himself abroad for us like seeds. Because the seed he means to plant in us is himself, the gift of himself. And around the cross, there stood all those kinds of people that the Lord speaks about in the parable. Remember the soldiers, how indifferent they were to the suffering that was before their very eyes. They were like the hard beaten ground on the path. The seed fell on it, and the birds ate it up quickly. What about the remnants of the crowd, who just a few days before had been welcoming Christ as king, and then that very afternoon shouted to Pilate, "Crucify him." They are like that rocky ground where the seed fell in, sprouted, and then withered away because of lack of roots. Finally, we can't forget the sad story of Judas, who loved money more than his Savior, betraying him for 30 pieces of silver. In his heart, the seed of Christ had been planted and watered all those 3 years when he was one of Christ's closest friends, and then that seed was choked by a double life. We could focus on all these kinds of people, and we can't forget those who receive the word of God well and produce 160 and 30-fold. But I thought we would focus just on that class of people, the second class, whose hearts receive the seed, but that seed doesn't put down roots because of the rocks. And so when a test comes, when persecution comes, that seed, that plant withers away. And I think we've all had this experience ourselves of maybe when we were cleaning an eaves trough, discovering a few sprouts of things, especially if it's been a while since we've cleaned our eaves trough. Or if we're on a farm, scraping out the barnyard, we might find a few stray seeds that have taken root. But when they're cleaned out, whether it's the eaves trough or the barnyard, there's no loss. We weren't expecting those plants to provide anything. What about the seeds that are planted in our hearts that wither away because of any kind of shallowness? I mentioned the crowd, or the remnants of it, that stood around the cross. Well, there were really two parts of this crowd. There were the Galileans who had followed Christ for a long time, who considered him one of them. They supported him, they cheered him on as King of Israel because he was one of theirs. There are some of us who are cradle Catholics, who have known Christ for a long time, who've been baptized as infants, who received a good Catholic education, a wonderful thing. But a Catholic education, my friends, as necessary as it is not enough. Because when that person graduates and goes out into the world that raises its eyebrows at the miraculous, the world that shrugs its shoulders when confronted with immorality and indecency, will that seed planted in the person's heart by their Catholic education be strong enough to resist that world's glare? There were also those who followed Christ just for a few years when they first got to know him. These were the Jews of Jerusalem. They were impressed by his miracles, maybe especially the loaves of bread, the multiplication. They were caught. Their hearts were on fire with his teaching. But then comes the great test of the crucifixion, and they end up switching entirely. There are some people who discover the beauty of the church later in life. They hear the truth of the gospel and they embrace it, adult converts. Now, sometimes, you know, this happens from earthly motives. They might be trying to get a better job in the Catholic school board, something like that. I'm not speaking of anyone in particular. This is just, you know, it happens. Converts whose faith is for temporal reasons, or they're struck by the beauty of the church, they love to hear its teachings, but then a test will come. Maybe a difficulty in the marriage. Maybe a difficult teaching, accepting a difficult teaching of the church. And very sadly, they fall away from their faith. The problem in all of this is that the seed has not put down its roots, the shallowness of the person's faith. Now, whenever we see shallowness in any other part of our lives, we hate it. We dismiss it. A shallow person is someone we, you know, that really gets on our nerves. But what about when it comes to religion? Do we ever think to ourselves, well, it's all right to go this level. It's all right to be content with a low level of religion. We wouldn't accept that attitude in any part of our life. And so we shouldn't accept it in the most important part of our life. That matter which, if it's true, is the most important thing in our life. And so as we continue with Holy Mass today, let us ask the Lord to give us a deep faith, a faith that is ready to stand by the cross, a faith that is ready to accept whatever test, whatever trials comes to us. And then we will, with God's grace, produce 160 and 30-fold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.